Maybe you've been seeing some movies this week and sitting down to some big meals. Chances are someone's gone all out cooking them. There are some really laborious dishes that people make around the holidays. The World's Monica Campbell tells us about one of them, actually a special sauce from Mexico.
I remember the first time I tried it. New Year's Eve, Oaxaca, southern Mexico, in the main Colonial Plaza. It was spicy and sweet, nutty, and smothering a plate of chicken. Mole, the popular Mexican sauce. So when I heard about a whole evening dedicated to it in San Francisco, I headed out. And there, in a large outdoor patio, about a dozen varieties of mole were on display, prepared by masters. Let's meet one.
My name is Adriana Lau. I'm from Mexico City.
And here's how she defines mole.
Mole is a complex sauce made with different dried chilies combined with spices and very savory. So it goes great with any kind of meat.
She's also written about the origin of mole. There's a lot of debate about that. Some say it dates back to Aztec times, but more people say it came later, created by nuns in the Mexican state of Puebla. They heard the archbishop was coming to dinner and scrambled to cook something good.
And they have very little ingredients and very little budget. And they came up with the idea of the mole with all the ingredients that they had left in the kitchen, and they love it. It's a combination of Spanish ingredients and Mexican ingredients.
Many ingredients. Here's Diana Salazar, another chef here.
So this has 30 different ingredients. So it has plantain, bread, it has four or more different chiles. It has, like, chocolate. It has
Once you've gathered all the ingredients, you need to grind them, toast them, set them all to simmer, and everyone here agrees that the hardest part is the chiles. Finding them, prepping them, toasting them, and then finding the right balance. Here's Diana's mom, Veronica.
I don't like dry mole. I like, kind of sweet, but not too sweet. You know, not too much chocolate and not too much oil.
It's ridiculously time-consuming. But the Salazars now run their own Mexican restaurant near San Francisco that offers chile or enchiladas served with mole. Veronica Salazar never imagined getting to this point when she first arrived from Mexico.
It's always like, oh, you just come and work for somebody else, right?
But then?
I started making food at home, making some deliveries for people, informal.
And then Salazar heard about a nonprofit here called La Cocina. It put on this event and helps immigrants without much cash launch restaurants. So tonight, the scent of Salazar's mole fills the air.
I can smell it. What's mole smell like?
It's like a mix of like cinnamon, chocolate, and chile all mixed together.
The sesame seeds, you can smell the sesame seeds.
And the smell depends on which version of mole is in the pot. Here's Chef Adriana Lal again.
There's so many kind of moles. White mole, green mole, black mole, red mole.
In Mexico, the sauce changes from state to state, from home to home.
My mom used to go to the market, to Mercado in Mexico. They had to be the first ones in the market, go buy every single ingredient, and go to the mill, so they will grind it there separately. So it's a tradition that comes for a long time, and they learned it from my grandmother and my grandmother from my great-grandmother. And every single family has their own recipe, and every single family is going to tell you their recipe is the best.
I'm tempted to make my own mole, or maybe not. Maybe mole is just one of those things you seek out because somebody has worked at it for years using a family recipe, and their version is just delicious. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
And we have some recipes for some of the mole featured at that festival. Just head to PRI.org.